We are doing Tariyag Mitzvot and going in the order of the days. We're up to Friday. One of the nice things about this work that we're learning is that he always reminds us that when we're performing a mitzvah, we should have in mind, I'm performing a mitzvah. When we perform a mitzvah, mitzvot zichot kavana. When one performs a mitzvah, he's supposed to have intent, I'm doing this because God told me to do this mitzvah. If a person washes his hands before prayer, so of course we don't make a blessing on Netilat Yadayim, even though the sages instituted we should wash our hands after we go to the bathroom, and we should wash our hands before Mincha and before Ma'ariv. That means that if you could, you go to the sink, you get a vessel, a cup, and you pour it on your hands before prayer. So that's a rabbinic institution. We don't make a blessing over it. The only time we bless on Netilat Yadayim is before bread or in the morning, before prayer, if we haven't made the Netilat Yadayim yet. But we should have in mind, I'm hereby washing my hands to fulfill the rabbinic institution that a person should wash his hands before prayer. So one of the nice things is that this Sefer keeps reminding us to have in mind which mitzvot we're performing at which time. I just summarized the English. After Shachris, a person ideally is supposed to do Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. Our sages instituted that every week we're supposed to read through the parasha twice and read a translation. If we're holding where we could understand the translation of Unculus, good. And if not, then we read a different translation. But a person should read through the parasha twice and read a translation once. And when a person is doing that, he should have in mind, I'm fulfilling the rabbinic institution to read Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. And in doing so, in fulfilling the rabbinic institution, I am also fulfilling the biblical institution to listen to the rabbis. I am doing the biblical mitzvah of not transgressing what the rabbis say. And I'm also doing a biblical mitzvah, because what am I doing? I'm learning Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, right? So when we do Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, we could have in mind that we're also doing that biblical mitzvah of learning Torah. Now, the ideal way to do Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, you should all merit to do that, is to do it from a Sefer Torah. To be able to read the Shnayim Mikra from Sefer Torah. You're wearing your talis, you're wearing your tefillin, you take out a Sefer Torah, and you read the parasha twice from a Sefer Torah. Most people can't do that yet, but Bezat Hashem you will. A good way to do it, on torahformeek.org or on other sites, you can download the laning, and that's what I do. I listen to the parasha being read maybe 50 times during the week. So by the time Shabbos comes, by the time I have to give shir on Wednesday night, I've reviewed the parasha 30, 40 times. You know, you could listen to the parasha while you walk. When I was in yeshiva, I used to do it while I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed. Okay. We're supposed to prepare for Shabbat, and ideally we prepare on Thursday already. But on Friday, there are things that should be fresh. Challahs, if you buy them on Thursday, they're not as yummy as if you buy them on Friday. So when we buy the food for Shabbos, a person should have in mind, he should say, I'm buying the food as the Torah says, prepare the food for Shabbos. And our sages instituted, we should honor Shabbos. This is an institution of the prophets, that we should make Shabbos a pleasurable day. So if we have something delicious, we save it for Shabbos. And when we're doing that, when we're honoring and enjoying the Shabbos, or preparing to honor and enjoy the Shabbos, we're fulfilling the rabbinic institution, which is the fulfillment of two biblical mitzvot, to fulfill the rabbinic institutions. That's why those of you who have ever gone shopping with me, as I pick up the foods for Shabbos, I always say, Lichvot Shabbos Kodesh. To remind myself and my kids, I'm doing this in honor of Shabbos. Part of the preparation for Shabbos, a person should shave, a person should take a haircut if he needs it, cut his nails, wash his hands, arms, and face and feet with hot water. If you could, you take a whole shower. If you can't take a shower, the minimum is arms, face, and feet. And wear clean clothing in honor of Shabbos. And again, a person should say, I'm doing all of this in honor of Shabbos, fulfilling the rabbinic institution to honor Shabbos. When we shave, so we have a biblical mitzvah not to shave with a razor. So a person should have in mind, I'm shaving the proper way and I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah not to shave with a razor. A Jew is prohibited from shaving his face or his head with a razor. When a person takes a haircut, so we have a mitzvah not to connect the hairline on the top of the forehead with the hairline behind the ear. That's the mitzvah of payas. So the Torah says, now this is even without a razor, we're not allowed to take a haircut that's so close that the hairs are shorter than a hair that you could bend onto itself, which is about 2 centimeters. The hair is over here. When you connect the hairline from here, from the widow's peak to behind the ear, this part of the hair has to be at least long enough that it's about, they say, 3 centimeters, long enough that the hair can be folded on in itself. So if a person... Every hair, all the hair over here. The hair over here, that's a peatarosh.
What's the long should be?
How long? They say it in the Israeli machines, they say it's a number 3, I think. I think that's a number 3.
What's the criterion?
The criterion is that the hair is long enough to fold over on itself.
To fold over.
On itself. It's not that long. It's a short hair. But that's the biblical mitzvah of peot on the head. That has nothing to do with the razor. It has to be longer than a razor. Has to be long enough that you have a little bit of hair over here. That's patharosh. On the beard, you're not allowed to shave with a razor on the face. So when we're taking a haircut in honor of Shabbos, or when we're shaving in honor of Shabbos, we could have in mind, I'm doing this the way the Torah indicated, that I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah to take a haircut correctly, to take a shave correctly. Now part of this is also the biblical mitzvah not to do like the Gentiles. The pagans used to shave their head this way, and they used to shave their beard this way. So Maimonides tells us, Maimonides teaches us, that when we shave correctly, when we take our haircuts correctly, that's what the Rambam writes it about haircuts, then we're also fulfilling the biblical commandment, lo telchu b'chukot ha'goyim, not to be like the pagans. The Torah says it's a biblical commandment, don't be like them. What does it include? It includes things that they do for idol worship, it includes things that they do out of pride, that we don't do like them because we try to be modest. So that would also include wearing fancy clothing, something that's extraordinary that Jews don't usually do. In our day and age, I don't know if we have such garments. I mean, we all wear the same thing they wear. But in Chazal's time, it meant that the Jews used to wear darker clothing, and that was out of modesty. They wore more simple clothing, and the non-Jews would wear all kinds of fancy clothing. So today we all wear the same color clothing, more or less. I can't think of any garment that they wear that we don't wear. So if a person, we wear a kippah to remind us that God's above. Some commentaries say if a person takes off a kippah, so today it would be that biblical commandment not to be like them, because we're doing it out of modesty, to remind us to be modest people. In Chazal's time, so it was also growing their hair long. They'd grow their hair long to show off. They'd have long in the back and long in the front, and the Jews didn't. Today, you know, once it's a normal haircut, a normal haircut's a normal haircut. You don't have to shave your head bald. Today, those are less common. We say lo telchu also encompasses things that they do that have no rational explanation. If it seems superstitious, so we say they must be doing it because its roots are in the pagan ways. And we'll have to pick up over here. We've already gone over time.